Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to recognize my co-host and all of you who are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, because today we have a very special segment. We're honoring none other than the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and I'm so excited. I'm glad you could not see all of this excitement, because you would be overwhelmed as well. Amen. But I'm so excited to be able to speak about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and I've met some of his children. I've studied his works. I've adopted some of his philosophies throughout life, and I've found that they work. I believe in nonviolence. I believe in loving thy neighbor as thyself. I believe in the Bible. I believe in God. And so I am so excited that I have the opportunity to share with you the moments that I've had as far as attending or going to the King Center and the experiences and speaking to some of the kings. I'm so excited. But we have some housekeeping things to do. So without further ado, I would like to, of course, thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you. But we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have happily read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength so that we can make it through this very day, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this particular ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask, would you bless each person who is on the line, including the co-host, and each and every person who's listening, would you bless their ministries, would you bless their projects, would you bless each and everything that they put their hands and minds to, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his children and his family and all of the things and all of the people who allowed us to have a free education, who allowed us to be able to vote. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to run with the mantle so that we can love our neighbors no matter who they are, so that we can continue to uphold the legacy that Dr. Martin Luther King left. And Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I just want to read a little bit about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I know. Many people already know about Dr. Martin Luther King, but it's something about acknowledging some of the things or the attributes that Dr. Martin Luther King has set for the people, and notice I said people, and who has set for the whole nation and the whole world. And so I would like to read a little bit about Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King was born on January the 15th, 1929. He was born Michael Luther King Jr., but later had his name changed to Martin. His grandfather began the family's long tenure as pastors of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. And by the way, my church is the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church in Waco, Texas. So if any of you are in Waco, Texas or near Waco, Texas, please come to the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church in Waco, Texas. You can't forget that. Serving from 1914 to 1931, his father has served from then until the present, and from 1960 until his death, Martin Luther acted as co-pastor. Amen. Martin Luther attended segregated public schools in Georgia, graduated from high school at the age of 15, and he received his BA degree in 1948 from Morehouse College, which is a very distinguished Negro Institute of Atlanta, from which both his father and grandfather had graduated. So we're speaking about very educated individuals who went to these elite and had the opportunity to attend these elite universities. And education is free nowadays, so young people, let's get after it. 3 years of theology study at Crozier Theological Seminary in Pennsylvania, where he was elected president of a predominantly white senior class. He was awarded the BD in 1951. With a fellowship he won at Crozier, he enrolled in graduate studies at Boston University, completing his residence for the doctorate in 1953 and receiving the degree in 1955. Now, this is when love came. Amen. In Boston, he met and married Miss Coretta Scott, a young woman of uncommon intellectual and artistic attainments. Two sons and two daughters were born into the family. From there, as we all know, in 1954, Martin Luther King became pastor of the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama. He was always a strong worker for civil rights, and if you look at many of his videos, you would see Dr. King, he had a lot of charisma. He was able to get people together, and he was able to unify people for a particular cause, all right? And so in 1955, he accepted the leadership of the first great Negro nonviolent demonstration of contemporary times in the United States. Notice that I said nonviolent. We had a bus boycott, and then, of course, as far as the segregation laws and things like that, Dr. King helped to overturn those laws and the voting rights and things of that nature. And so in 1956, he was elected president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which is an organization formed to provide new leadership for the now burgeoning civil rights movement. And, you know, the civil rights movement was a movement in which would give individuals, especially people of color, the opportunity to be able to attain the assets that everyone else was able to attain. Amen. And so I want to read a little bit more about Dr. King. At the age of 35, Martin Luther King Jr. was the youngest man to have received the Nobel Peace Prize. When notified of his selection, he announced that he would turn over the prize money of $54,123 to the furtherance of the civil rights movement. That is how just much he was into the civil rights movement. And, of course, we know the evening of April 4th, 1968, while standing on the balcony of his motel room in Memphis, Tennessee, where he was to lead a protest march in sympathy with striking garbage workers of that city, he was assassinated. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to none and present to others the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Martin Luther King, are you on the line? I'm just playing. I got y'all's attention. All right. So, as you know, today we're going to remember the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I tell you what, I am so just excited because Dr. Martin Luther King has worked really hard throughout his life to make sure that individuals such as myself and you, it doesn't matter what color you are, have equal protection and equal rights. And we're still not there yet, but we have more resources that we can utilize, such as a free education, such as being able to vote, and things of that nature. So we're going to move ahead with the particular ministry, with the particular show, and we're going to play one of my friend's songs. Her name is Miss Angela Bennett. I want to tell you a little bit about her. She is a woman of God. She is a gospel artist, and she's in Houston, Texas, and her music is just so it really touches your heart. So if you would like to connect with her, her name is Angela Bennett on Facebook, but her music is Angela B N-A-I Music. She's also on Facebook, so if you would like to connect with her, please be sure to do so. But we're going to play her song, What a Wonderful World. And I know that this song is very befitting because Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream, and we all know that, and we've heard the dream. Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream that everyone would not be judged by the content of their skin, but by their character. And in the song, Sister Angela is talking about what a wonderful world. And I was thinking, if hate was just blocked out of this world and everybody loved like Dr. Martin Luther King loved and like he's teaching, and I'm saying he's teaching because his teachings still live with me and his legacy is still on this earth. If everyone loved, then we would have a wonderful world. If we didn't have black-on-black crimes, if we didn't have people killing each other, different races, if we didn't have people hurting each other, we would have a wonderful world. And I want to say this as God has given this to me when we speak about a wonderful world. In order to be able to adopt love into your life, which means your heart, and just evict hate, you're going to have to know who God is, because God is love. And so we're going to listen to this song, and I really want you to envision a wonderful world. I want you to envision a world where there's no hate. You know, we look back at history, and I was able to witness just through YouTube and hearing stories, you know, how, you know, people of color were sprayed with water hose and dogs were put on them, and, you know, they didn't have, you know, books, and they had to get secondhand books and things of that nature, and we've come a long ways. Amen. So I want you to think about what a wonderful world, and as a person, it doesn't matter what color you are, it doesn't matter what resources you have, what can you do to attribute this a better place or a wonderful world? Okay, so this is Sister Angela Bennett, and connect with her. This is a great song, and she has a beautiful anointed voice. We're going to listen to What a Wonderful World, and then we're going to continue with the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you so much for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what? World. I see sky.
Amen. Once again, that was my friend, Sister Angela Bennett, with What a Wonderful World. Please connect with her. Her music is just phenomenal. It's anointed by God, and she is such a sweet person, and she has such a sweet spirit. So please connect with Miss Angela Bennett from Houston, Texas. All right, so we're up to the part of when I was a child. Amen, I spake as a child. But when I was a child, I learned about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., first of all, from home and from researching. As a child, growing up, my family told me about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. As a matter of fact, I thought he was the only person in history who really helped change the lives of many people, especially the people of color. So as a child, I would watch Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speeches on television, because at that time computers wasn't really prevalent and things of that nature, but I would watch his particular speeches on television. I know that at the house, my parents and my family would share with me the different experiences that they had growing up and attending school, how that several students had to be bused to different schools because blacks or minorities and white people couldn't attend school together, and how they had to share books that were secondhand books from the white schools, and how education for those who were like in the 1800s to 1900s was hectic because education wasn't as free and as open to everyone as it is now. And so as a child, through the eyes of a young person, Dr. Martin Luther King was an icon to me, and he still is. And so as a child, when we were in school, we would touch on Black History Month. It was in the books, and someone would make an announcement about it, or we would have the opportunity to write a paper about Black History Month or something like that. And then in the community, there were parades going on for Dr. Martin Luther King. I would attend some events, for instance, at hospitals where people of history would speak. I also would make sure that any time his children like came to Texas, for instance, Sister Yolanda, the late Sister Yolanda King, when she would arrive in Texas, I would always make sure that I was there. I would make sure that at church I would participate in those programs and things of that nature. So I had a great experience learning about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and all of his attributes. And the thing that I want to tell young people who are under the 18 and who are older is that you must take advantage of your education, and it's very important. Because I'm going to tell you like this, you need to learn the history of how we as minorities and as everyone else is able to attend schools together. You need to learn the struggles that our ancestors had to go through in order to even allow us to have a free and appropriate education. And so that's why it baffles me when I begin to perform my research of how many people, especially of color and just people in general, our children go to school and they don't take education seriously. They want to be class, some of them want to be class clowns. You want to get in trouble. You're getting in trouble. You're not listening to the teacher. You're not absorbing everything because education is free. And still in some countries, education is not free. But the whole point is Dr. Martin Luther King and others who marched alongside of him and who helped minorities especially have the opportunity to have a free education and opportunity to vote. You need to take advantage of it. You need to take advantage of it because there were a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and even death for us to receive a free and appropriate education. And when I say us, I'm speaking of every color, every person with a disability. I'm speaking about women who couldn't vote at first. Dr. King and his crew, I'm going to say his crew because there were many other individuals who marched right alongside Dr. King, you know. But Dr. King was the main go-getter. He was the main leader who allowed us to be able to have a free education. So I challenge you, students, and this is from all over the world, no matter what color you are, go to school for a purpose. Go to school to learn and absorb as much as you can. Ask your parents, or even many of you are on the computer, get on the computer and look up the Little Rock Nine, for instance. Look up Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and look at the history of the Civil Rights Movement. And if your mind is not changed on why you are at school, then come speak to me and I will tell you why you're at school. We have a free and appropriate education. We have the right to go to school with every student. You know, you have some very intelligent minorities, very intelligent professors. It's now time that we take advantage. So as a child, I knew that, to sum this particular topic up, I knew that Dr. Martin Luther King was in my corner. I knew that Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream, not only for his children, but for the children around the world. And what's really admirable about Dr. Martin Luther King is that he, as I said before, he went around the world, and he was a very admirable person, and he could get people together and unify people and bring people together. But the most important thing was he wanted to make sure that everyone was judged by their character rather than their skin. And that's what really stood out to me as a child when I look back at the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So through my eyes, and still through my adult eyes, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is one of the most prolific men that will always stand out in my mind. Not only as a civil rights movement leader, but as a icon for the education movement, or the shift in which I was able to have a free and appropriate education, in which I am able to walk into a school as a child and receive an education to the highest degree, in which I, God has blessed me, am able to even attend college at whichever university the Lord wants me to attend. And so I really appreciate Dr. King and all of those men and women, boys and girls, who marched alongside of him so that I could have the right to a free and appropriate education. So students, I plead to you, go to school, receive an education, stop acting up in school, stop hurting each other, and be the best you can be. Be somebody in life. Do something in life. Go somewhere. Because the struggle was real, and it still is. It's still not equal, but everyone has rights. That's the main thing. So let's move on. So now we're up to the King Center, and I'm so excited. I had the opportunity to visit the King Center back in 2013, and I am also planning a trip pretty soon this year, God's will, probably in the summer, to go back to the King Center because I would like to write about some history. I wasn't into radio as heavy as I am now, but I would like to go and kind of do a documentary and kind of see what goes on at the King Center and talk to Pastor Bernice King about the King Center and some others. But I'm going to tell you, first of all, where it's located, and then I'm going to tell you my experience. Okay, so the King Center is located at 449 Avenue, okay, in Atlanta, Georgia, 30312. That is the address. So back in like 2011, I had the opportunity to travel to Atlanta, Georgia, first of all, because I just wanted a vacation, and second of all, I wanted to talk to the mayor, Mayor Jackson, in Atlanta, because I was writing a dissertation, and the dissertation was about students, and it was about how students take advantage of education, and so we were going to set up a meeting. Well, anyways, I ended up at the King Center, so excited because it's a beautiful place. And I saw all of these beautiful, and I'm trying to remember, this has been a while, I need to go back. And I have the pictures, and I need to go through all these pictures. But anyway, you had all these murals on the wall of history. It was nothing but history. You know, and we're talking about the outside, and there was this, I'm going to call it a pool, okay? I know it's called something else, but, of course, this was back in 2010, 2011. It's still there. It was like a water showcase, right? And I sat on that water showcase and had my picture taken. And so I got up and I was walking around looking at all the pictures, the murals that was on the wall and things of that nature. And then we decided to go in. Well, of course, at that particular time, you can't take pictures inside. You just can't. Well, I think you can because I took some pictures. I think you can. I think so. Or maybe I bought some pictures. I have no idea. But anyways, I went inside. And when you go inside, if I remember correctly, you will see pictures of, for instance, when Dr. King was booked into jail. You will see Rosa Parks' picture. You will see many pictures dealing with the civil rights movement. Just a plethora of pictures that I can't even describe because there are so many pictures. It's nothing but history in that center. And then, of course, I had the opportunity to enter into the theater. Oh, my goodness, the theater, which at that particular time, I believe what was showing was the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I believe so. And so we went into the theater, and we sat in the theater, and it was so awesome. And, you know, then they have a store. They have a store that you can go and buy some souvenirs and things of that nature. Then we took the tour. That's what I remember very vividly. We took a tour of the house that Dr. Martin Luther King used to live in. And I sat on the steps, of course, and I took pictures. And the tour guide was showing us each room. And, oh, my goodness, when I get my hands on those pictures, I'm going to post them on Facebook. But we went into the house. I always ask for a tour when you go to the King Center, but you have to ask in advance. You have to make an appointment. It's not like you just go in there and say, oh, I want to tour the, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King's home. You can't do that. You have to make sure that you ask in advance because there's so many people who want to see this. And so, we walked all through the house, went to the back porch. I saw the shed. There's a white shed, I believe. And they told us about the neighbors. They told us about just a plethora of history. And I wrote about it, and I have to find it. But if you go to the King Center, or when you go to the King Center, be sure to visit inside of the King Center. It is awesome. It is phenomenal. And this time when I go, I'm going to have my paper and pencil, and I'm going to be ready this time. The other time I went, as I said before, I had another agenda, which was to speak to the mayor. But I said I cannot leave Atlanta without going to the King Center. And so a few years ago, about a year and a half ago, I went back to Atlanta, but I didn't get to go to the King Center because I think they were closed at the time I was there. So make sure you know the hours of operation. But anyways, the King Center is a phenomenal place to learn a lot of history about Dr. King. And if I recall correctly, there was a youth group that I was with who visited the King Center. And when Sister Coretta Scott King was alive, she walked in and they were able to take a picture with her. Now, of course, she's not alive now, but it's just a lot of history in that particular center. So if you're teaching history, then please, please, please visit Atlanta, Georgia. If you really want to know a lot about the Kings or Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., please visit the King Center. It is a phenomenal center. Donate to the King Center. They are doing some great things for our youth. Pastor Bernice King always has something going on with youth. She's always pouring into youth. She's a very intelligent young woman who's doing a lot for the youth of Atlanta. Matter of fact, when I went to, I presented one of my symposiums at the one of the universities, and I saw all of the students from Atlanta come in. So Atlanta really pours into the youth. They really do. And so if you really want an organization to just pour into, the King Center would be that particular organization. And it's not because I love the King so much or it's not because of anything else. It's because it's the truth. They really pour into the community. All of their philosophies are centered around nonviolence, which that's the type of world we're trying to establish through education is nonviolence. And speaking of that, I want to say this. When the late sister Yolanda King was in Dallas, she made a presentation at UNT, and I had the opportunity to meet with her and speak to her, and that is all she spoke about was nonviolence. And so I had the opportunity one day, her assistant called me because I wanted to do an interview with her about nonviolence. And she told me, she said, you know, her particular organization is founded on the concept of love. That is the solid rock in which her foundation was established on. And once again, she would pour into the youth. She would pour into the youth, and she would do so much with the youth. And her curriculum that she had, because I was going to attend one of her retreats, but she passed away a week before. But her curriculum was all about nonviolence, and it's some great things in there. And so I'm not sure if her business partner is still, you know, into the, if she's still giving curriculum lessons. I'm not sure. I don't know. But I do know that they are really into the nonviolence movement. And so that's with that. And, of course, Martin III came to Waco, and he also did a presentation about nonviolence and about his father's legacy and about how we should embrace and how we should love each other and how we should take advantage of the resources and opportunities that we have. And so all of Dr. King and Sister Coretta Scott King's children are carrying the baton. They have different batons that they're carrying, but when you look at it at the end of the day, it's all about nonviolence. It's about love. It's about the legacy. And like anyone, you know, there are situations in which there are disagreements, but at the end of the day, when you look at it, they're still maintaining the King Center. They're still going forth with the legacy of Dr. King. And my request is that we continue to adopt the principles of love and the principles of nonviolence, because that's the only way that we're going to be able to elevate within the world. You want to elevate within your career, but we have to elevate within the world, which means we have to think higher and better, and we have to love each other more each day. Be sure to visit the King Center at 449 Auburn Avenue. This is Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, and that is the Martin Luther King Jr. I'm getting excited here. The Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolence. Okay? The main line, their phone number is, according to the website, 404-526-8900. And once again, like I said, when I go this summer, God's will, I'm going to make sure I take a piece of paper and a pencil, take my camera, because I cannot forget any moments of the King Center. Amen. Amen. So the question is, we're moving along, where do we go from here? We still have incidents in which, you know, throughout schools in America, we have our minority students, some of them who are still behind the line, who are still not performing well, and this is for all students. So where do we go from here? Well, the first thing that we need to do in order to really effectively take advantage of a free and appropriate education is, first of all, you must pray for your kids. I know that you was thinking I was going to tell you a big formula, but you must pray for your children each and every day before they leave home, because you never know what they're going to run into. Pray for your children. Number two, education should be one of the top priorities after family time. Education is very important. Turn the TV off, turn the computer off, turn all of those things, distractions off, take up the cell phones if you have to, and do your homework. Study. By the age of five, these children should already know which college they want to attend. By the age of five, that was a requirement. You don't have a choice. You're going to college. Well, college is not for everyone. It's not for everyone because you have not given college an opportunity, right? So begin to speak to your children about college. Well, some of you say, well, my child is 16, 17. Great. Start speaking about college now. Those years, we can't take them back. Speak about college. It's free. It's appropriate. You know, as I said before, there were many people who fought so that we could be educated, you know. People were sneaking, trying to read books. And now you ask somebody to read a book, they don't want to read it. People had to sneak and try to read, sneak and try to become educated. But now the gate is open, the door is open, the opportunity is open. You can walk right through, you can go to the library, you can sit in the library, you can research about all of these historians who helped us to have a free and appropriate education, and you can see the struggles. You can look at YouTube videos now, which we didn't have the YouTube back in the 70s and 80s. You can look at YouTube now and you can see all the struggles. You can see about the Little Rock Nine. You can see about all the things that Dr. King and those men and women who marched beside him went through. It's free and it's appropriate. So my thing is, I don't understand why people go to school to act up. Everything is free. Take advantage of what's free. Okay? So make education a priority. Also, If you have a student who struggles, there are many different avenues, colleges, people who are tutoring. Put them in some type of tutoring program. Don't let them become so frustrated that when they get 16, they drop out of school. When they get 17, they drop out of school, or they remain in school, pass. Get them some help. Education is free and appropriate. You may have to pay for tutors, but education is very important. They're going to need an education. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Then another thing is become involved. We talk a lot about this. Dr. King was away a lot. He was away a lot according to history and according to the interviews that I've read and things of that nature. He was away a lot. But Sister Coretta Scott King held up the fort. She held up the fort. She was a strong woman. She held up the fort. All four of their children are successful. Be in your child's life. Sit down with them. Speak to them about education. Spend time with them. Teach them how to act when they attend school. Right? Spend time with your children. Also, when we talk about where do we go from here, make sure that your children have an experience, whether it's an online experience with history or whether you're able to take your children to these museums, these monuments, to the library. You know, that's another thing. We used to always go to the library to learn. There were bookmobiles, and I'm going to talk about that because we need a bookmobile out here in Belmead, Texas. There were bookmobiles. There were libraries that we had access to. We can go there and we can read books. We could learn things before even going to school. We could learn things at home. And so make sure that you have some type of entity such as a library, which there are libraries in each city. Make sure you have a library that you can go to or that your children can go to read about the history and to understand history. Because when you understand history and understand, you know, that people died for our rights, then you will begin to appreciate it. And children will begin to appreciate it and not go to school so much and get in trouble. Because education, and the reason why there was probably not so much acting up, which there probably was some acting up, but not to the degree that it is nowadays, is because those individuals understood that there were a lot of sacrifices and a lot of lives lost in order for us to have a free and appropriate education. Okay? So, the main focus of where do we go from here? Teach your children how to act when they go to school. Teach them about history. You're able to teach them about history. Why? Because the internet is at your fingertips. There's not one person I know on this earth, right, between the ages of, I'm going to say, 4 and 99 who have not been exposed to a computer. Get online, learn the history, teach your children, teach them the sacrifices, and I guarantee you that may change their attitude and their mindset and their behaviors while they're at school. Take advantage of these free things. Take advantage of a free education. You don't even have to pay for books unless you lose them or you tear them up. You don't have to pay for that. You're receiving a free education. And I'm just being real. Stop acting up at school and learn something. Go to college. School is more than just sports. Sports is great. Sports can get you a scholarship. But what's going to really help is an education, because you may get hurt playing sports. Okay? So be real with your children. Spend time with them. Teach them the history. That's the most important thing, is teaching them history. So what would I think Dr. King would say about our world today? There's just a phrase I think Dr. King would say, and that's, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. That's really what I think Dr. King would say about our world today. And so the next question is, have we made progress? We've made some progress, because some people are actually taking advantage of a free and appropriate education. But there's still a lot of hate in the world. We still haven't made the progress that Dr. King was speaking of, and that's the progress of nonviolence. We still have a high number of especially males who are victims of crimes or victims of death. We still have a high dropout rate. People are not taking advantage of education. We still have instances in schools where all across the state where students are coming to school for the wrong purpose, and they're not taking advantage of education. We still have instances where churches are still segregated. And I know that it's a preference whether you're Baptist, Apostolic, Catholic, but the churches, you still see a lot of segregation within the churches. You don't see a lot of marches until somebody dies. Why can't we march for God? Why can't we march for love? A unified body. Why can't we get together like that? Or the only time that people really unify is during such as the King holiday. You know, people have candle lights and things of that nature. I would like to see more history. And I'm not just talking about the Black history. I would like to see more history within schools. I would like to see more time allotted for history, because what happens is we teach children, you know, all around the world, we teach children the core subjects, which they need. But in order to alleviate or present or prevent some of these things that happen in schools, children need to be educated on the history. You know, we've taken out a lot of things in the history books that these children need to know. You know, yes, they need to know that Dr. Martin Luther King helped establish the civil rights movement, but they also need to know about Abraham Lincoln and his role. So I think that the, you know, when people ask, I believe that the textbooks need to be tailored toward a differentiation of cultures and learning styles. Because everybody don't learn from a lecture. Everybody doesn't learn from just pictures. Everybody doesn't learn from those particular areas. Different cultures have different learning styles. You put a song to it, a certain culture will learn that because they're used to that type. I think that music needs to be established somehow in the curriculum. And I'm not talking about a music class. I'm talking about music for learning these two things, or history. And so we've made some progress, but we're not where we need to be. So how do we get there? Well, we get there by making it known, because we're in the trenches. We're in the schools. We're in the communities. We're in the trenches. And so, you know, speaking about Dr. Martin Luther King, he made his vision known. He made it plain. He marched. He took action. You know, just imagine if Dr. King would have sat down and said, you know, I'm going to make sure that my children are able to vote. I'm going to make sure that my children are able to have a education. I'm going to make sure of that. Because back in then, Dr. King had a lot. And he could have just said, you know what, forget the next generations who are coming up. I'm just worried about the King kids. That's it. Where will we be? Because we're not taking action. And taking action means that we're going to have to get out. We're going to have to let our community know different things so they can become educated. Because anybody can come around and tell you anything. But when you read and study and know, and it's even in the Bible, study to show thyself approved, work with the need to not be ashamed, but rightfully divided in the truth. When you study, then you know. Just like a test. If you study for the test, some people don't have to study, but if you study for the test, you're going to pass. So have we made progress? In my research and in my study, I still see too many deaths. I see too much domestic violence. We still have that. And as I said before, education, some of us are still behind the bar. You know, the standards are going up, but the learning styles and how we learn, how different people learn, continue to become more creative, and people just don't know how people learn. And so I believe that I would like to see more history in schools. And I'm not just talking about Black history. I'm speaking about history in general. I would like to see that. I would like to see less emphasis placed on a test. And I say this because the test is holding many individuals back. And the movement, when we talk about a movement, we're talking about a shifting people, right? Shifting people into the community educated from high school. But we've had to cut down on history. We've had to cut down on science because we're learning the core curriculum, and we're missing the essential piece, which is history. Okay? So I believe that, yes, we've made some progress, but we have a long ways to go. And it takes getting on the radio station speaking. It takes going to visit the King Center so you can learn about history. It takes reading the history books. It takes advocating for libraries within the communities. It takes advocating for history to come back into schools. It takes a lot of things. And so we have to make it happen. We have to take action. Next question, are youth really taking advantage of a free education? Some youth are, and some are not. So it's a 50-50 divide. We still have, in public schools, as we read the newspapers, we still have students who go to school with the wrong intention, still have a high rate of dropouts. We still have a high rate of violence in some schools. It's not really high, but it's medium. It's high as in one is too many. And so my plea is that we all work together in order to form a coalition in which we embrace education again. We embrace nonviolence, and that's everywhere. And the reason why I say nonviolence is because we need safe schools and we need safe communities. You know, it's just ridiculous reading about all of these young men, especially, and that's who it is, I'm being honest, who is dying in the streets. Whether they made a bad choice or not, it's too many. The rate is too high. And so I don't believe that we're really taking advantage of a free education. Things like the environment and that science should be taught in schools, and I can tell that we spend a lot of time on the core subjects because people don't know about the environment. They don't know how to survive in the environment. They don't take care. We don't take care of our environment. And so history and science, those two subjects really need to come back. I don't know what we need to do, maybe cut out the test. I have no idea. But those two subjects need to come back in order for us to have a holistically wonderful world that Ms. Angela's talking about, so that we can learn about history and we can evict hate and we can embrace love. I believe that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has laid the foundation, and we've been building on that foundation for many years. His children, I can truthfully say, have activated his legacy, right? But now the world must embrace it. You don't have to embrace the kings. I'm saying embrace the legacy of love, because God is love, and we are supposed to love. And if we have love in our hearts, then we won't be so prone to violence. And when we talk about, you know, our youth dying in the streets because they made the wrong move with a police officer, you have to pray over your kids. We have to teach them at home. Charity starts at home. It doesn't start in the streets. It doesn't start in the hood. It doesn't start on the block. It doesn't start in the school. It starts at the house. And so it's very important. That's why it's very important to make sure that you provide your children with a safe environment at home, so when they come to school, that will transfer over. But if they have to worry about things that's going on at home and then come and we're asking them to do things at school, then, yeah, they're going to have attitudes and they're going to get upset. So the main focus is that we're going to embrace, and I'm going to make that particular affirmation, I'm going to embrace the nonviolence approach. I'm going to evict hate. Hate was never in my life, but I'm going to evict. I'm going to make sure hate is evicted. And I want to create a wonderful world in which those before me and behind me will be able to be judged by the content of their character rather than skin. And one other thing that I have to say, and this is the Afrida Love Show, and God has given me to say this, and I'm going to say it. People of color, you guys, we need to come together. We need to stop going against each other. We need to help each other more. And it's not just people of color, but it's everybody. But when we look at society, and this is the truth, and whether people get mad or not, it's the truth. We don't help each other. And I don't mean be a crutch. But this particular, the black race, we are the most divided race there is. How do I know? From research and from watching. We're the most divided race there is. When we talk about education, and this is all around the world, research says that sometimes about 20 to 30% of the time we show up in your child's life. Everybody can be successful. Show up. The of the matter is, we're the most divided race there is. We're going to have to come together. And before, and when we talk about charity start at home, we're not talking about your house. We're talking about you're going to have to love yourself, and you're going to have to love who you are and your people before you can love anyone else and be productive. So in looking at that, we have to love one another. Can't be divided. It's not being a crutch for anybody. But it's too much black-on-black crime. It's too much going on. We need to really focus on education, love, and making this a wonderful world. Pray for your kids. Pray for yourself. King Jr. and Sister Coretta Scott King as well has already laid the foundation. They're no longer with us as far as physically with us on earth. It is time to start teaching these children of all colors to come to school with an agenda, and that is purpose, even if you have to make out an agenda. On no place on that agenda should it say act silly at school, get in trouble at school, skip school. On no place on that agenda. It's very important that we begin teaching children what school is for. It's not a babysitting arena. It's not a place where you go clown or entertain. That's on stage in Hollywood, not anywhere else in schools, public schools or private schools. It's free unless you go to a private school. The education is free. Take advantage of it. But it's time that we pick up the mantles and that we begin to really invest in education, history, education and history, and then speak about college. Encourage college. We need to see more involved parents. And when I talk about this, I'm thinking about the Kings. More involved parents. Because education is very important. Historically, between my family and developing the philosophy of Dr. Martin Luther King, I wanted to go as far as I could go in education because I knew that back in the 1700s, 1800s, it was hard for people to even get an education. And I'm still going to school because I believe that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. I want to learn as much as I can before I get 140. I'm just being sarcastic, but I do. I want to learn as much as I can. And so it's very important. If you're in Atlanta, go visit the King Center. If you see any of those young men or women walking around, introduce yourself and learn about the King Center. Learn about the history of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and all those other individuals, Rosa Parks, all those other individuals who have really paved the way. Learn about Abraham Lincoln in the history books. Publishers, begin writing more history. Activists, begin promoting history and science. Those who love tests, I'm one of them, but, you know, sometimes we get carried away with tests. I mean, every time you look around, it's a test. Let's learn instead of learn how to. Education should be fun, yet it should be educational and informational, and it should be fun. So let's do that. I really, you know, this segment is very important to me, not just because it's about the late Dr. Martin Luther King, but, you know, when you look at history, history says a lot. These individuals went through a lot for us. And so I'm going to conclude, of course, with the infamous, famous speech by the late Dr. Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream. And then I may say one or two sentences, and then we're going to have our announcements, and I'm going to bid you a great evening. Continue to finish enjoying your Dr. Martin Luther King Day. This is the AfritaLoveShow.com. You're listening to your host, Dr. Afrita Love.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country tears of thee." Sweet land of liberty of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Amen. That was the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with "I Have a Dream" speech. So my question to you is, what is your dream? Begin dreaming and start today to pick up the mantle, not only for education, but continue for civil rights and continue to unify, not only through your culture, but through everyone. Continue to love and evict hate. Continue to walk steadfastly and continue to run the race. The race is not given unto the swift, but to them who endure to the end. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. And they shall walk and not faint. I hope on today that you received at least one important thing that you want to adopt into your life. I would, parents, all over the world, no matter what color you are, what resources you have, I would that you continue to teach your children, your grandchildren, and yourselves that love conquers hate. Hate only establishes a place within our hearts in which we cannot forgive, and therefore we perish or we die with hate in our hearts and an unfinished race. God is love, so therefore we must love each and every person. To all of the publishers and those individuals who create and make textbooks and decision makers for curriculum throughout the world, I plead to you that you continue to consider incorporating history and science for history teachers, our students of all colors, about the struggles, about the civil wars, about different things that our forerunners have encountered, and science creates the creativity of learning that we are missing. I also encourage you to relinquish the emphasis placed on testing, for that is a regurgitation of knowledge, yet it does not foster a holistic approach to education. And to all of you who are thinking about, planning about visiting Atlanta, Georgia, I encourage you to visit King Center, not for my agenda, but for your knowledge, and so that you can become empowered to spread the good message and continue to live the American dream. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com. I hope that you learned something considering and concerning the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Now, without further ado, I'm going to go over the announcements, and then after the announcements, I'm going to bid you a great evening. I want to thank each and every one of you, first of all, for listening. There are many people on the line. If you want to say something, please just chime in. We do have a couple of more minutes. We have 56 more minutes, but I'm going to only use about 5 or 10 to give you the announcements and then to bid you a great evening to finish commemorating the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, promoters, publishers, journalists, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfritaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, make sure that you grab your calendars. Go get your calendars right now. This should already be written down. February 18th through the 20th is the Stellar Awards Show. This is a particular show that shows or highlights the gifts in which God has given many gospel greats, gospel artists in the gospel industry. And so we would like for you to be there. This is held in the beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to support and look at and listen to this particular radio ministry, AfritaLoveShow.com. Click on Love Radio. But also look at the website. I have two websites, Afrita.hubpages.com. That is Afrita.hubpages.com. I need to write more articles. But within this particular segment, you will find many things about fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, and teaching. So please be sure to connect and watch for many different articles to come. Also, the main hub is AfritaLoveShow.com. This is where everything is. You're going to hear some music in just a second because I have a lot of individuals who are new. You're going to hear some music in just a second. Here's the homepage. It says, Welcome the Afrita Love Show. Let me turn this down. Welcome the AfritaLoveShow.com. Here's Here you will see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, who is a gospel artist, and she is also interested in film. So if you have any films or you need gospel music or anything of that nature, please be sure to contact us. Also, there is Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's into ministry and gospel. She is an ordained minister, and she's also a psalmist. Amen, a double portion. Uh-huh. So please be sure to check out both of these two young ladies' websites. Then, of course, there's Love Radio. If you click on Love Radio, you will be right at the radio station of the AfridaLoveShow.com. I would love to have you. Matter of fact, we're going to click on it right now. If you click on the Afrida Love Radio, you will see that we're alive and well. Amen. And if you would like to follow the particular show, there's a commercial there, but if you would like to follow the particular show, all you have to do is click on follow under my picture. There's a picture right there of me sitting. You can just click on that particular picture, and you will receive an email. And this particular email will let you know when the shows are coming up. You don't have to pay anything. You just have to put your first and last name. You don't have to have a radio station either. All right. Also, February 18th through the 20th, once again, that's the Stellar Award Show. If you need a speaker, then just let me know. There's a little bit of bio about myself. And so if you need a speaker, just let me know that. Amen? Amen. And then if you click on Love's Interview, that was an interview I had opportunity to participate in with the Hispanic Chamber. I am the last interviewee, so make sure that you watch the whole segment throughout. For the school tutorial site, once again, we're talking about education. If you need any tutoring or any help, there's a school tutorial site right there. Just let me know. Upcoming events, once again, we're going to reiterate the Stellar Award Show February the 18th through the 20th in Las Vegas, Nevada. The radio station, if you want to connect with me, you will find the Word of God, interviews with gospel artists, teachers, ministers, writers, authors, directors, visionaries, actors, actresses, and community leaders. You can Facebook Afrida Love at AlFredaLove. If you'd like to be featured on this national ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. A spiritual guide to go. This is a particular 100-page guide in which we learn how to perfect our walk. It has many examples of individuals in the Bible who was continuing to learn how to walk in the will of God. So you can click on that particular link, and whoop, there it is. You'll be right there. And, of course, here's our new radio station at the bottom. We're going to add more artists. I'm going to add Miss Angela Bennett's What a Wonderful World to our radio station. If you stay on this page long enough, at least 10 to 15 minutes, you will be able to hear the whole radio station. It will play back-to-back music with no commercials. Amen. So about the venue, if you click on that particular icon, you understand that this is an outlet for conversation for people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. The mission of this radio station is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. And as you can see, these pictures will tell the whole story. Amen. Because I love to support, and I also love to interview and things of that nature. For artists and media, be sure to connect with me on Facebook. That's AlFredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. When we look at location and contact, you can locate me, of course, on social media. You can also locate me on my email at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to fill out this particular form, send a comment or review, put your name, email, subject, message, and then be sure to select submit. Gospel artists in the industry, please continue to support these particular gospel artists in the industry. There are many more that I have not added that I will add as soon as I have the opportunity to. And so be sure to just support their music and the things that they're doing. God is blessing them immensely. And so please be sure to support. And once again, there's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford Music.com and Pastor LaShawn McLemore.com. That's her music. For the links, once again, there's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and Sister LaShawn McLemore. There's the radio station. Here are some Facebook pages such as Love's Comedy and Entertainment, Love's Media and Event Coverage, and the Love Live Jesus Ministry. Also, you will see LinkedIn. Many business individuals connect with me there, as well as there are some articles and the Spiritual Guide once again. If you want to meet Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, this is her bio. And these are her songs. She has at least four songs on this particular page. And so if you stay on this page long enough, you will hear all four of her songs. But here's a sample of her first song, Blessed to Be a Blessing. So that's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, and that is her bio. Okay? Then meet radio host Dr. Afrida. Love. This is yours truly. Here's my bio, a little bit about me, and some of the speaking topics that I speak on. Of course, you're not going to hear any music playing, not from me, that is. But many of the topics I speak on, some of the main topics would have to do with leadership and health, as well as school matters and religion. Those are the main topics, so if you need a speaker, then whoop, here I am. All right, as a matter of fact, we have a couple of speaking gigs that I need to post, and so I'm going to post those speaking gigs on the website and on social media. Love's Author Corner, if you want to read some interesting books that will help you grow, please be sure to pick up either one of these books. I'm going to add more books as well. As I always say, Sister Oprah Winfrey has a new book out, so please be sure to check out her book as well. Health and Human Performance. Nothing changes about health and human performance, but we're going to add videos. Make sure you read this article and make sure that you govern yourselves accordingly. Be sure that you're moving, walking, running, and dancing. Make sure that you are very aware of what you eat and drink and put in your body. Amen. We talk about entertainment. These are some of the individuals you see on TV. Make sure that you support them when they have events or when they're on television. This helps their ratings. So make sure that you support all of these entertainers. R&B, of course, these are some of the R&B songsters here, so make sure that you check out these R&B artists. We're going to add a lot more. I just have to have the opportunity and the time to put these individuals on the website. Of course, here is Minister LaShawn Denise McLemore, and here is one of her songs, if you want to hear her, just a second. And this is entitled I Am Healed. Okay, that's Minister LaShawn. And, of course, when you click on the last icon, this is my community engagement page, and I'm going to add more particular pictures and things of that nature. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. As I said before, I would like for you to connect with Miss Angela Bennett. Miss Angela Bennett is a gospel artist, and, oh, my goodness, she has just been all over the world. I had the opportunity to have an interview with her. She sings many different songs. She has been under the direction of Sister Kathy Taylor, and I know many of you in the gospel industry knows Sister Kathy Taylor, who is very anointed by God. But be sure to connect with her on Facebook. Be sure to connect with her music. She has a lot to say. Her music is very uplifting. Her music is very powerful. And once again, I'm going to give you her information as far as on social media. If you go to Facebook, right, and you click on or you look up Angela Bennett, then you will find her particular profile. It's A-N-G-E-L-A, last name Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. Okay, so that's Sister Angela Bennett. And also, if you want to connect with her via her fan page, it's under A-N-G-E-L-A, then skip a space, B, apostrophe, capital N-A-I, then music. She's a marketing director at the Pineapple Insurance Group, but she's a gospel artist, and she has many different songs, and she sings. Okay, she sings just phenomenally. Matter of fact, before I leave, I want you to hear, I love this song. This song is led by Sister Angela Bennett. It's written by Myra Allen, but it's entitled I'm Encouraged, and this is with the Greater Emmanuel Kojic Choir. You have to listen to this, and then I'm going to conclude this particular ministry. I want to thank you so much for listening to the Afrita Love Show. But this is a song led by Sister Angela Bennett. It's entitled I'm Encouraged. Then afterwards, I'm going to bid you a great evening. Amen. That was I'm Encouraged, led by Sister Angela Bennett. And as I said before, be sure to connect with her. Have one more thing. Make sure that you accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, or if you choose to reject him, make sure that you're going to need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, sooner than you think. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Be sure to continue to check out my Facebook page under ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE for many more shows to come. Thank you so much for listening. I want to thank my co-hosts. I want to thank all of you for listening, each and every person who's on the line for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you. Someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Thank you so much for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is his word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.